Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Active Spirituality with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. We are in week 11 of this year, and interestingly, it starts with Monday the 11th. So we like those 11-11 numbers. Pam's going to let us know all about this coming week, and I will be back with a little bit more information about healthcare and our meditation. Pam, what's in store for us?
Okay, well, I hope everybody had a lovely week last week when the planets were more in harmony. Of course, the world is still going crazy, but when we're feeling more as though we can cope with a world that seems to be going mad, it's easier to move through your day, get things done. And I'm thinking a lot about the equinox, which I'll talk about more next week. But Susie will also talk a little about getting the body in balance. But as I reflect more on how these very important movements of where we are in relation to the sun and moon and stars have become obfuscated through our technological world, through laws and rules and lights imposed on us so that we don't see the sky or feel the same relationship with the sky that the ancients did. I've been realizing that's also a reason why people don't have the attachment or the alignment with the physical earth that's so necessary for their overall health and also the health of how every living creature thrives on our planet, and certainly sustainability of the world in which we love in nature. So, as Susie mentioned, 11-11, which is interesting that this is the 11th week, I had no idea. The moon is in the sign of Aries on Monday, and I love that kind of fire energy kicking off the week. It's also a strong placement of where the moon is, in meaning that this is a day when a lot can get done and accomplished. Many people will be feeling energy surges, especially those with a lot of fire or air in their horoscope, because it's this generating day. It's, you get an idea, it's almost like it throws fuel on the fire. So it's a day to move. It's an action day. It's a day to accomplish, to move with the ideas you have and make them happen. And then when we get into Tuesday, that energy holds, but just in the wee hours of the morning. So you want to be kicking it off and getting it in motion by 7:08 a.m. Eastern Time. If you're not in the Eastern Time zone, you'll just need to adjust a bit, because then the moon goes void of course. And when the moon is void of course, what it means is that it's not really a great time to start something new. So ideally, we already have things in motion that we wanted to be getting off the ground. And what we do in that hour and a half is that we work on things that are already happening, and or we organize, we clear our desk, we set things up, we do what needs to happen in order to move forward when the moon enters Taurus. And the moon enters Taurus at 8:28 p.m. The day is spent with that void of course moon, basically finishing up tasks, working on things already in motion, clearing up our desks, getting ready for when it moves into Taurus. Because remember, we're working with the waxing moon cycle. We had the new moon just last weekend. So we can make things really happen this week, especially when we know what it is that we want to make happen. That's an important component. Although sometimes life is serendipitous. And this is part of why I talk about the lunar cycle a lot with new moon wishes or expectations or things we might want to bring forth. Because sometimes we're not quite ready to begin, all the players are not in position, we don't know who would possibly work on the project with us. But if it's in kind of the somewhere in our filing cabinet with the drawer ajar a little, things can float in or happen or electrify at points in time. And this is a week where that is possible, especially early in the week. So when the moon is in the sign of Taurus, now we're cooking. It enters at 8:28 p.m. this evening with a Taurus moon, Earth sign, what we call fixed, it's stick-to-itive energy. This is a great evening to really restore, digest a meal that was comforting, healthy, and will allow you a good night's sleep. Get to bed on the earlier side, especially because in the later evening, some of us may be feeling at odds. It can be with another person, it can be with ourselves. So it's a really good evening to do stretching exercises, wind down, maybe listen to a guided meditation. Probably not do a lot of alcohol or marijuana or whatever, however one might self-medicate or trip out. And also, maybe not, because another very big way that in our technological culture people are dropping out without drinking to excess or spacing out to excess is losing themselves in technology, in the computer, on the phone. And it's an addiction. It's a place where you take yourself out of your connection with your physical body and the present. And believe me, I love technology and the ability to, at my fingertips, look for whatever I want. But it takes us out of the present and it takes us out of nature. So especially when we're winding down and moving into a sleep state, which gives us the ability to refresh and get fed by our unconscious messages. It's so important to have restful sleep. And Tuesday night is a night you really want to do that. And also, just to mention, if you want to start a healthier routine, which is something I've had to do, set an alarm that goes off at a certain hour in the evening and basically is saying, get off the computer, get off the phone, and find yourself a good old-fashioned paper book and a cozy armchair, and just let yourself read or meditate or whatever's necessary to give your body that quietness that allows a sense of peace and sleep. So the next day, Wednesday, and actually it's true on Thursday too, these are the days when we're doing that slow cooking for whatever concept, whatever we're launching, whatever we're getting off the ground. Oh my gosh, so juicy and good. We have on Wednesday, we have the people, players available to help us make that happen. If they aren't people you're directly working with or in touch with, it's a great day to reach out or imagine. It's a time where, and here's another exercise. Let's say you want to draw in a romantic partner or a business partner or someone you want to work with in some capacity on getting an idea off the ground. Think of a person who emulates that. It can be a famous person, it can be someone you know, who maybe isn't available for you in this capacity. But with that person, think of them as an example that person exists. It's not going to be exactly that same person, nor should it be necessarily. But it can be someone who has qualities of that person or the qualities you think that person has, because oftentimes we will project on, celebrities or people who are famous, qualities we think they have or what they're putting out there. They aren't necessarily who they really are, but that doesn't really matter in this imagining realm. Because what we can do when the moon is new and we're in this place where we're thinking about what am I bringing down into earth, into manifestation capacity. And so you can use these iconic references as this is what I am bringing in. And Wednesday is a great day for making that kind of magic happen. Maybe not exactly on that day, but it's tremendous for inspiration that will actually become the tangible. Thursday the 14th, that's somewhat true energetically, not quite as intense, I suppose I should say, as Wednesday is, but we still have that kind of energy around us. The thing important to note is that midday on Thursday, some tempers are very high. People are short, they're impatient, they can feel like they need to express a grievance. And it might be you, it might be someone close to you, it might be someone you don't even know. But you want to be alert to the fact that that's going on, it passes. And what's important is to note, what is that? How's it feeling? Is there something I can do about it? Is this energy that I can work as fuel to make something else happen? So observation is key on how to generate something positive out of what might feel negative. The moon The moon goes void, of course, at 6:29 p.m. And even though it's void, it's in the sign of Taurus, and we consider Taurus exalted for the moon sign. So when the moon is in Taurus, it seems as though we are in good alignment with how we bring a harmonious emotional response to the earth plane. So when the moon is void in the early evening through when it enters Gemini at 11:16 p.m., this is a delicious evening to really be savoring arts, romance, anything that enriches your life. So certainly good food, comfortable surroundings. And for some of us, it might be, okay, let's look at finances and see where we're investing our money and our time. And so it can be very productive for that as well. No decisions should be made, but it's good to look at, where am I at? Because sometimes, especially with time, sometimes what happens is we're putting tremendous effort into something, an idea, a commitment, a relationship, a project. And what we really want to ask ourselves is this worth our time? Because in many ways, it's your most valuable commodity. So are you just throwing some of your precious time in a direction where it's not valued? And so that's an important thing to reflect on Thursday evening. So even though the moon goes into Gemini at 11:16 p.m., and some of us may be tempted to jump back on that computer or cell phone, I recommend not, unless your orientation is to be a night person anyway, because ideally you're in the dreamscape, and you're especially if you're in an Eastern time zone, so that you get regenerative sleep. Obviously, the other side of the world, it's a totally different picture. Friday the 15th, with the moon in Gemini, and it takes us through most of the weekend. Now, the thing about this position is and you'll notice when you're listening that the first 4 days of the week, I was talking about a lot of being able to accomplish, put things in motion, getting the response that you need or want or desire from when you put things out there. Friday, Saturday into, right, pretty much those 2 days, they're more uneven energy. The Gemini moon wants to talk, share ideas, get information, and that information may at times not be where you wanted to go. So there can be this sense of, I'm running in a certain direction, and hey, that is just not where I expected to find myself. Not getting answers, not getting the response you needed or wanted, feeling a sense of being a bit at sea. So the thing that's important to recognize over these couple of days is, if you can give yourself days where the demands are not that high, so no pressing deadlines, nothing you need to be getting from somebody, it may go easier on you in that you're not as it's not as critical for you to be meeting a particular time or deadline. It's not that it's impossible on Friday or Saturday. It's just that you may be feeling as though things are getting missed or something was forgotten or the message was confused or someone was supposed to do something and didn't realize that's what they were supposed to do or did something else. So there's a lot of mixed signal energy, which is okay when we're not, trying to make a lot of connections in different airports or something. But if that is what you're doing, just be hyper alert. Don't assume the terminal is not going to change. Because it's that kind of energy. There's change, there's confusion. People put a sign up on the road for you to know where the garage sale was, but the sign fell down. Things like that. And the moon goes void, of course, but not until early in the morning on Sunday the 17th. And that is actually at 12:43 a.m., so just after midnight on Saturday evening. So I don't want to say Friday and Saturday are bad days at all. They can be a lot of fun, playful, but they can be stressful if we're trying to meet a deadline. So the moon enters Cancer at 5:40 a.m. on Sunday, and this is a lovely day. This is a really sweet day. It's a day for to recharge, to soak in positive energy, to be in nature, to stare at water, to meditate, to just enjoy the gift of your life. And now I want to bring Susie in, who is going to talk to us as the way she always does in her wonderful guided meditation, but also share with us how she can enhance the gift of your life. Hey, Susie.
The gift of life. I love that. I love that. And as a Buddhist, I would say this is one life of many lives because everything continues. Whereas all of the astrologers agree, these are all cycles. We're all in cycles. So I would like to invite you all into a new cycle, and that cycle would be of your ultimate health. And we know that things are very rocky and things might be getting rockier this year. So it's really important for us to be as strong as we can emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, so that we can really be here in a very grounded Pam and I were just talking about how people really need grounding right now. We need to just remember who we are and what we are. So I've been working for nearly 25 years now as a healthcare practitioner. I am a professional homeopath and a certified holistic therapist. And working, I have found, and of course taken so many hours studying, that a lot of our so-called diseases come from an overload of pathogens, and many of you might be aware of, for example, the Lyme situation in the world, or the cancer situation, the heart disease, the diabetes. So these things don't suddenly just happen. They are a confluence of factors, things coming together. And what we can do is look at what are those pathogens and what are those pollutants in our body and address those conditions and detox ourselves. Spring's coming, perfect time for detox. And actually go in and target the pathogens and remove them. And there's a very special process that I use. It's a bioresonance scan, which looks at the body. You simply just give a little bit of hair, a teaspoon of hair, and a little bit of saliva on a swab, and then we test everything in your body. We're looking at the 58 systems of the physical body and looking at what energetic sensitivities there are, what viruses are there, what bacteria, what parasites, what molds, fungi, chemicals, and what heavy metals are there. And these are things that don't always necessarily come up on a blood test or a stool test or a urine test. They might only come up if you do a liver biopsy or something like that. So it's a very simple, non-invasive test. Also looking at the hormones in your body. Many people are sick simply because their hormones are out of whack. Or because they're eating foods that they're not very able to tolerate, also looking at environmental sensitivities. So if you're interested at all in getting to the root cause of why you don't feel well or why you haven't felt well for months or years, then definitely take a look at my website and have a look at what I'm offering, SusieMazzoli.com, very simple. And I would be more than delighted to work with you and help you. The other side of my work is also counseling, where I'm able to help people with emotional and mental issues, if you're going through a difficult phase in your life or just looking to find out why am I stuck, what should I be doing. That's where I'm bringing up all of my intuitive work, my intuitive skills, and also doing some emotional testing to find out what's trapped in the body and what we can do to learn from that and move forward, take it and transform it. Again, have a look at my website, SusieMazzoli.com, and I would be more than delighted to help you. Okay, so let's get into our meditation for today. So I invite everyone to just take a little pause, 10 minutes. And if you can, just sit up nice and tall. Always important to be sitting when you're doing meditation. And close your eyes and just allow yourself to become centered and grounded. And as we're talking about the importance of being grounded, being present, let's work with that today. So allow yourself to be for 10 minutes to be a giant tree and visualize that you are standing in the forest. You are one of the older trees, one of the grandfathers or grandmothers of the forest, older, taller, bigger than all the trees around you. A wisdom keeper tree. And no matter how old you are right now in this current life, know that you are a keeper of wisdom. That your soul, your being, your mind, your consciousness has been here in this infinite universe for billions and billions of years. That we have existed for a very long time. We have been collecting experiences, collecting spiritual understandings, collecting wisdom all of these lifetimes. And now we are here as human beings, which is the result of all of these many lifetimes. We are here now as conscious, aware, spiritually guided human beings. We know that our life, that our work here is about helping others, helping all of the other beings here to find this understanding, this inner peace of life, to find loving kindness in their hearts. So now, as you visualize yourself as this tree, this receptacle of all of the wisdom of nature, feel yourself as solid and strong, able to bend with the winds, able to withstand the heat of the sun, the cold of the winter, perhaps the lack of water in a drought, or too much water in a flood. All of those billions of years of nature's experience are in you as a tree, in you as a human. We are all nature. Allow all of that wisdom to give you even more adaptability and flexibility as we adapt now to the changing conditions, as we adapt now to our growing soul, as we change now and grow. And visualize the roots of this tree, some of these roots reaching out very, very far away from your actual trunk, reaching deep into the ground and reaching far, far out across the ground. The roots tapping into Mother Earth, to the nutrients, to everything that is needed, to all of the organisms, to the fungi networks, tapping into the other trees around you. Tapping into the electrical field of the earth, the magnetic field of the earth, and feel your body, your trunk, your heart, your mind centering in to earth. Listen to Mother Earth, feel Mother Earth, as you center in and ground down. And then take the energy up into your trunk. You can visualize this with each breath as you're breathing in, that you're bringing the energy up into your trunk, out into your branches. into the leaves. And as you're breathing out into the world around you, and then visualize a beautiful, clear, gorgeous sky, some fluffy white clouds, glorious sunlight, feel the warmth, your leaves, on your leaves. And then as you take a nice deep breath in, breathing in the sunlight, taking it in through the body of the tree, and breathing it down through your trunk and send it down deep into the earth. Taking your breath all the way down into the earth. And we can continue this breathing that we're breathing up from the earth and taking it up and out to the sky, into the sun. From your body, you're taking the breath up from your feet all the way up through your physical body, out through the crown chakra, out to the infinite universe, and then breathing it down, taking the breath from the infinite universe, breathing it down through your body, down through your feet. And as the tree, breathing it from the sun, taking it down through your leaves and taking it down through your trunk into the earth. And we can play with this idea of being our body as we know it, being a tree as we know it. And for those with great imagination, you can mix the two together and make yourself a human body inside a tree person, a beautiful tree nymph. The importance here is that we're breathing up from the ground, from the center of the earth, up to the ground and out to the world, to the skies above, and then taking another breath from the skies above and breathing down into the earth. And as we've done this a few times, gently begin to bring your breath back to normal. And then gently opening our eyes, becoming present and grounded. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us this week. Wishing you a lot of grounding and a lot of depth. And when we're ready, we'll do some spring detox and some spring cleaning up. And I look forward to hearing from you all. Lots of love. Thank you very much, Pam. Love now.
You have been listening to Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinelle of ActiveSpirituality.life. If you've enjoyed this program, consider a donation. You can find the link for that, ActiveSpirituality.life. Regardless, we look forward to having you join us again for next week's podcast. Please share and have a great week.